This is Cersei, live at EXT.
All right, we're live at EXT with Melanie and Rich of the band Cersei. Guys, thanks so much for dropping on by.
Thanks for having us.
Always love having you. You guys want to start us off with a song?
Yeah, we're going to do a song off of our new record. It's a song called Stand.
Don't you let them get you down, even when they push you around. 'Cause this world isn't cautious with our heart. And darling, I wish you could see how beautiful you are to me. Because you're really perfect as you are. Oh, and I know you're stronger than you think you are. I know you're stronger than you think you are. I know you're stronger than you think you are right now. So even in the darkest times, even when this world just breaks your heart. When it comes down to run or fight, I know that you'll do what's right. 'Cause I have seen just who you really are. Stronger than you think you are. I know you're stronger than you think you are. I know you're stronger than you think you are right now. So
wow. And you know that voice. Melanie Kramer, Rich Labuti, Cersei, right here live at EXT with a great song called Stand from Like a Drum, just released 5-song EP.
Yes.
Which I just adore.
Thank you.
Got it ahead of time. Thanks
you did.
To a couple
we
of people.
We debuted a song off of that record here at EXT.
About a year
Sweet
ago,
Dreams.
Right?
Yeah.
Sweet Dreams, which is on this EP.
Yeah.
Now, this EP, Mel, it rocks. It's gritty. It's so in the moment, and you both have always put 110% into your music, but this one may be your most visceral, you know, so no holds barred, right?
I would agree with that, absolutely. I think it's partly just the timing of the record and how emotionally raw we've both been with the journey we've been through. And then also, you know, technically speaking, just the fact that we got to work with Paul Coldery in the studio again, and he was able to kind of capture that raw energy in the studio. We didn't do a lot of takes. We recorded the whole thing in less than 3 days.
Wow.
It was
very quick. There was no second guessing.
Yeah, it captured a lot of the live energy because a lot of it is very just live. Like, we only did a couple of takes of everything because we wanted that captured on the record.
You did it.
Like you said, visceral impact. We wanted that. So thank you.
I dare say this is your best yet.
Thank you.
I love all of your albums, but this, oh my goodness, it stands up. We agree.
We're really proud of it. Thank you for saying that.
And that song, Stand, it's such a positive, kick-ass song. I mean, you sing, I know you're stronger than you think you are. I will stand up for you so you can stand up too.
Yeah.
Beautiful lyrics.
Thank you.
Sending shivers up and down my spine when I hear that.
Thank you.
Mel, how are you feeling? Because as people may or may not know, I mean, you've been battling breast cancer.
Yeah.
Not once, but twice.
Yeah.
Now, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling really well. I am back to rocking, and Rich and I have been lucky to go back to touring and doing what we love. We're going out on a West Coast tour to support this release, and we weren't sure if, you know, we were going to really be able to do that. We had to cancel the one from last year, and so we're calling this our do-over tour. And so it means a lot to us personally that we're getting to do all of the stuff that we had to cancel last year. Like, that's just like a personal, you know, yay, we got to do it finally, because, you know, it was such a bummer to cancel. And we'll be home for the summer to play around here in the summer for sure, too. But it's been an emotional roller coaster, to say the least. You know, I never shared my journey with breast cancer the first time that I had it until after I was all better and everything was fine. And this time we were kind of forced to share it while we were going through it because we had to cancel that tour. And we had been publicizing. We don't go out to the West Coast all the time. It's a big deal when we do that tour. And, you know, all of a sudden it just disappeared from our website. So we had to explain why. We had to tell people what was going on. And it's a weird thing as a woman having breast cancer. It's an intimate thing. I mean, you know, cancer affects everybody in a different way, and there's all different kinds of cancers, and it's never not intimate. But for a woman to talk about breast cancer, there's a different level of intimacy there because all of a sudden you're publicly talking about your breasts, and it's weird, you know? And I also never really wanted to talk about it in the past because I didn't want people to come to the shows and like us because they felt sorry for us. Or, you know, we probably should go support these guys because they're having a rough time and I don't really like them so much and that song kind of sucks, but we should go, you know. We always wanted we always wanted to be a band that people liked based on our own merit. You know, we wanted them to come because they like the music and we want to be that escape for people when they've had a hard week to be able to come and just enjoy the music and get what they want to get out of it. We didn't want to tell them what to get out of it, you know? And so that was why I was always hesitant to share it in the past, but I learned a really valuable lesson from sharing it this time around. People did not respond that way. People said, you know, you're selling yourself short by thinking that that's the response you're going to get from people. But I mean, you don't know, you know, and instead people just came forward and started sharing their stories with me about, you know, what they were going through and what our music has meant to them and how it helped them in their journey. And I have people come up to me all the time and tell me their stories of cancer and, you know, overcoming it or of loss. And, you know, when I share the story now, I talk about how, I mean, the title track off the record, Like a Drum, you know, is a song, the lyrics are Beat My Troubles Like a Drum.
Yeah.
And it's a celebration of the fact that I still get to make music and that I still get to live life and that I every day I'm alive and get to play music is a good day. And I try not to lose sight of that. And I, you know, and Stan, like you were saying, I will stand up for you until you can stand up too. I mean, that was definitely inspired by the support and the love that we got from everyone out there. They stood up for us. I mean, Rich and I were out of work for 4 months. We didn't ask people to start a GoFundMe. They just did it. And they paid our bills for 4 months. And that's amazing. That's a lot of love to get from a community. People threw us benefits. You know, our friend Aaron Harks locally threw us a music benefit. And we had musicians from all over the country, you know, throw benefit concerts for us. I mean, we were overwhelmed by the love and support. And we learned that when you do share something of yourself and put it out there in the open and people get to know you and they go through that journey with you, they don't pity you. They just, you know, they get to experience it with you and they've been there too. Everyone's been there too.
Yeah, it's a human experience.
Yeah.
Yeah. As it stands right now, Mel?
I am cancer free.
Yeah.
As of right now, yeah. I am cancer free. Yeah. Yeah, I'm still in active treatment to keep the beast away,
yeah.
But I am cancer free.
That is terrific. Yeah. You are a fighter, Mel. You're an inspiration to many.
Well, thank you.
Many.
Thank you.
And my goodness, it's hard to believe in 2019 we haven't found a cure for any forms of cancer. You know, still hoping that that day comes very soon. But
there are so many people out there. It's so rare to meet anyone who hasn't been affected by it personally. It really is.
And you don't seem shaken by the experience. You know, I don't see you at home. I don't see you, you know, just between you and
Rich.
Rich
can tell you some stories.
I bet.
She's pretty tough even at home.
You are very tough. And you are an inspiration, Mel.
Thank you.
So you are a wonderful woman. And
thanks.
And Rich, very lucky guy.
Yes, I am.
I might be the lucky one, I'll tell you. He's quite
that.
The nursemaid. He took very good care of me. He ordered this because, you know, for a few weeks I couldn't get myself up out of bed and stuff. They didn't want me to use my arms a lot. And he ordered these little doorbell-looking things on Amazon, which, you know, he had a different bell for different rooms of the house so that he would know where I was stranded.
Klaxons.
So, you know, different bells would kind of say, oh, that's the, you know, the bedroom bell, or that's the bathroom bell, or that's the kitchen bell. And I could ring it in different rooms of the house and he would come running.
That's interesting.
So he's the man.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Happy to do it.
Like a Drum from Cersei, the brand new 5-song EP. It is out now. Cersei.com is where you can go to check it out and check out where these guys are headed next. And talk to us about this album. You did not record it in your home studio.
We did not.
We did not. Yeah, we actually went to a real studio. Some friends of ours bought what used to be Cotton Hill Studios in Albany, and they are now called Magic Wig. And it's an awesome place to record. So that
beautiful.
Is where we recorded. And I'll let you speak a little
and
bit about
it. We worked with the same producer we did for Coming to Frame, which is Paul Coldery. So fast and so convenient. I mean, we did the whole thing in 3 days, which seems weird to say.
Well, that
say,
wasn't because of his urging. You went in there with these songs prepared, ready to go.
Yeah.
With the urgency of everything that's been going on in your lives. And you just felt, this is it. Let's do it.
Yep.
Roll tape.
You know, we had 10 songs, but we had 5 that we really liked. And we figured, you know, in this day and age, you don't necessarily need to wait to have a big list of songs and release something physically. Everything's so digital and instantaneous now. So we just figured we have these 5 songs we really like, really timely. Let's record them, get them out. And then
in six months,
maybe we'll do 5 more.
And we spoke about the fans going through the journey with us. You know, we said it doesn't make any sense to wait to release these until we have 10 songs that we really like, because these songs mean something not just to us right now. These songs mean something to the people that went through this journey with us right now. And so we wanted to get them out there, you know, in a timely manner, because that kind of mattered for this record for us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, sure.
It's really great. 5 songs leads off with the title track, Like a Drum. It's really heavy. It's hard.
Yeah.
There's a lot of guitars.
Yes, there is.
A lot of bombastic drums.
Yeah.
I'm loving it. Loving it. I heard Aerosmith's Steven Tyler. He said recently that, you know, after singing his heart out, he has to grow another one. Pretty poetic. He's a true lyricist, right?
Yeah.
And you guys are going out on tour. You're going to the West Coast. And don't you worry about overdoing it, Mel? Like traveling from city to city, show to show, leaving everything you have on the stage every night and draining your energy.
Mm. So far, I have been lucky to be like the Grinch, where my heart grows back 2 sizes bigger every time. So I do pour my heart out every night, and we do leave it all there, and we are absolutely exhausted at the end of the night. Like, we don't feel it when we're on stage, and then the second we, you know, are driving away in the van, we're both like, holy God, I'm tired, you know, and we give it all. But luckily, the next day we get up and we go to do it again, and we're still excited about it. Mm-hmm. So we're going to keep doing it until that ends, I guess.
I feel like we get power from it. I don't think Melanie would mind me sharing the story, but when she got the call from her oncologist about her second diagnosis, we were about an hour from going on stage in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Yeah.
And we were just like, you know,
pulled over at a gas station.
Yeah, we were like, what do we do now? And we just went and we played the gig and we were both so happy that we did it because it was like, you know, a couple hours of normalcy for us to go and do it. And it turned out to be a really odd gig, but it was...
It was our first gig in Tulsa.
It was.
And we said...
It was fun, though.
We can, you know, call and cancel this gig and wallow, or we can go do something that we know makes us really happy in a brand new venue for us in a brand new town and just see what adventure might await. And we went and we did that. And like he said, it was a little bit of normalcy, a little bit of weirdness, which is kind of our normal.
Yeah.
We had a, I mean, he's trying to be modest right now, but a drunk, excited woman came up and jumped on Richard at the end of the
show.
Oh my.
Leapt on the stage, kissed me full on the mouth, full lips. And she was a smoker.
Yeah. So it was memorable. I mean, it was a memorable night. We had a lot of laughs, and it was exactly what we needed to do after hearing that news, you know? And because that's our life is playing music and being on the stage. And I, you know, we never wanted cancer to take that away from us.
Yeah. Well, there they are. Circe, still melting hearts all across America.
Especially Richard Labuti in Tulsa.
Rich Labuti, Melanie Kramer, our very good friends. We're so proud to call you Local 518. And I'm blessed personally to call you my dear friends.
Yeah.
Love
likewise.
You too. You are some of my favorite people in this whole wide world. And Melanie, God bless you.
Thank you.
You are the best. You are a fighter. We look forward to Circe performing and touring all across America for years to come.
Till we, I mean, I might just go out there with my walker, for God's sake. I might take the walker right out on stage.
At that point, you may have to sit behind your drum kit.
I may.
Circe.com. They're also on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Reverb Nation. Everywhere you can find music, you can find Circe. Like a Drum is the brand new 5-song EP. They're touring around the East Coast. They're going out onto the West Coast here very soon. Keep up with them and where they are. Circe.com. You heard Mel said that they're going to be coming back to the 518 this summer.
Yes.
And can't wait. Love this EP, Like a Drum. So in the moment, so live. Just amazing. You just... leave it all on these 5 songs here. You want to take us out with another song?
Yeah, we're going to do a song off that record called Death of Me. The title song sounds a bit off-putting at first, but it's a it's an empowering song because it was inspired by the most empowering woman that I know, my mom, and she's also a cancer survivor. So my mom once told me when I was a little girl that no one thing will ever be the death of you if you don't let it. And so that's what inspired the lyrics of this one. And if anyone wants to sing along with us, because it's your empowerment exercise for the day, those listening, it's Ain't Gonna Be the Death of Me. That's the chorus.
Here they are. Circe live at EXD.
You say I'm embers, but I say I'm sparks. Devil, he broke you, oh, stole your heart. So you took my money to pay for your sins, and you left me broke as hell, but not broken. 'Cause I got a fire down in my bones, and nothing's gonna put it out no more. For embers, and I fell for sparks. A devil, he tricked me, oh, I burned my heart. But my mama taught me so long ago, I'm stronger than any pain that I will know. 'Cause I got a fire down in my bones. Ooh, ain't gonna be. Ooh.
I'm Rich from the band Cersei. This is 97.7 and 106.1 EXT. Support the music at WEXTradio.org.